BC's Human Rights Tribunal says it will hear the case of a woman who alleges Vancouver Coastal Health Authority, VCH, discriminated against her in refusing accommodation over her fears of contracting COVID-19 at work. Enid Simmons was employed as a VCH regional office receptionist since 2004, a June 28 decision said. Simmons said she has multiple physical disabilities that put her at increased risk of an adverse outcome related to COVID-19. As such, she claims, at the pandemic's outset, she expressed concerns to VCH, her supervisor and her union about the safety of her working environment. She said she expressed fear of increased risk and sought workplace accommodation. She claims there was no meaningful engagement on her concerns and went on medical leave in April 2020. Simmons alleges VCH's conduct amounts to a breach of the Human Rights Code in the area of employment on the ground of physical disability. Simmons said she suggested in February 2020 that plexiglass could be placed around her workstation. She was reportedly told the level of public interaction was low, as was the risk of COVID-19, and she could wash her hands more often. Tribunal member Emily Oler noted such as response was in agreement with the joint statement of BC's Minister of Health Adrian Dix and Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry dated February 24, 2020. Simmons said the number of calls she was handling increased significantly in March 2020. She had been instructed to refer such questions to the British Columbia Centre for Disease Control, Oler said. She says that she felt increasingly overwhelmed by the number of concerned callers when she was already working in an environment in which she felt unsafe. The provincial government declared the pandemic a public health emergency on March 17, 2020. Simmons said new protocols were put in place at her station. A week later, Simmons saw her doctor. They recommended she go on a medical leave because of the stress being caused by the situation, which was elevating her blood pressure. Simmons gave her employer a medical note that day saying she would be off work for 2 weeks. She used up vacation days, paid sick leave days, and unpaid sick leave days during her absence, the decision said, after which her union requested she be able to work from home. The employer said that would not be possible as Simmons was needed to allow delivery people into the workplace. She returned to work April 7 and wore a mask but remained anxious about infection, the decision said. A week later, she applied for and was accepted for long-term disability benefits under her collective agreement. A month after she left, Simmons learned plexiglass had been installed around her workstation. VCH argued the comment about handwashing was consistent with prevailing public policy and that her on-site presence was a job requirement. Oler said VCH didn't provide sufficient information supporting its contention that it would constitute an undue hardship to allow Simmons to work from home or that it discharged its duty to explore alternative possible accommodation. It is particularly striking to me that VCH indeed did eventually install plexiglass in the reception area after she went on leave without ever communicating this to her in an effort to return her to work, Oler said. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca, twitter.com/janeswo.